We bought the bar in 2009. It was shortly after I lost my job as a reporter at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. I got a tiny severance from Hearst, and essentially, the bar we hung out in, I put together a group of partners, and we ended up purchasing the bar. So I took my severance and bought myself a minimum wage job.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer. You're listening to Sound Effect, and this is Mike Lewis. He's a journalist and, as you just heard, one of the owners of the Streamline Tavern in Lower Queen Anne.
If you were to look up dive bar in the dictionary, you'd see a picture of the Streamline. It was small and narrow. It was smoky and dark. It's a very old school Seattle tavern in that no food, beer, and wine, red or white. The problem had been that the neighborhood had gotten younger. It had gotten a little bit wealthier, and people were drinking cocktails, or at least to some degree, a vodka soda, what's called a highball, a drink and a mixer. The neighborhood had shifted that direction. The Streamline had not shifted that direction. And as it turns out, the former owner had stopped paying the rent, which is why we ended up purchasing the bar.
And how did it become clear that you were going to have to relocate?
Oh, so we purchased the bar, and we did a few things, mainly just cleaned it up, added a full liquor license, and it took off. People liked the fact that it looked like an old Seattle bar, and it behaved like an old Seattle bar. And I remember the day exactly. The landlord tells me that our building was purchased by the South Korean government, and that they are going to build a consulate there, and that they're going to invoke a clause in the lease that evicts us from the bar. So we found a bar on Roy Avenue called Jabu's Pub, and Jabu's was ready to sell. And then we shut down Jabu's, gutted it, because we wanted to take everything out of the Streamline bar and move it down the street.
And when you say everything, what do you mean by everything?
We pulled the paneling off the walls. We pulled all of the booths. We pulled all of the chairs. We pulled the top from the bar surface, out of there, cut it into large segments. We couldn't get a piece of the bar loaded up in a truck. It was too long. It was 22 feet long. So we actually had to hand carry that from the old location. So there's a picture now on the wall of five of us carrying the bar down the street from the old location to bring it into the new location. We took the toilets out and took all the toilets and the urinals to Brown Bear Car Wash and scrubbed them. So we could, but they looked fabulous when we were done.
Why was it important to bring all that stuff?
You know, we felt like we lucked into something pretty unusual in the old place, from this way the bar was shaped to the customers. I mean, Christ, we'd have nothing without them. I mean, we're lucky. We have really good, really loyal customers, and they do more to police the environment than we do. They make sure it's a bar when people walk in. People are friendly to them. I mean, I've always thought of this place as a real soft landing in Queen Anne. And as Seattle has gotten more brittle over time, which is what I feel like it has, a little less accepting, a little more money-oriented over the last 15 years, it's nice to have a place that you walk into that still feels like it's a part of a neighborhood. And it's a place where people hang out. People don't come in here always with their friends because their friends are already here.
A bar can be a pretty special place, a place to be with other people or to hide out from people, a place that holds together neighborhoods and communities in ways that have little to do with actually drinking alcohol. Our theme today is barflies. So sit back, relax, and pull up a stool. It's Sound Effect from 88.5.